From KUOW Seattle, this is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. You may know Bob Odenkirk from the 90s sketch comedy series Mr. Show, or maybe you know him as the sleazy lawyer Saul Goodman on Breaking Bad. Bob Odenkirk's latest project is an essay collection. It's called A Load of Hooey. He's in town this weekend for a reading at the Fremont Abbey in Seattle. Here's Odenkirk reading from one of his essays. It's called Meaningful Poem.
If I had my life to live over, I'd dare to make more mistakes. I'd risk more, go out on a limb. I'd take longer walks, feed the ducks in the park. I'd wear thicker socks and eat more ice cream. More ice cream and a better brand of ice cream with a higher fat count. Gourmet ice cream. In fact, I would stick mostly to gelatos. I would notice every bird and give it a name and write that name in a tiny notebook. But let me return to the issue of ice cream. I wouldn't confine myself to national brands. I would travel the countryside eating the regional equivalent of premium ice creams. And if I were eating ice cream with you, I would steal yours when you looked away. If you never looked away, I would badger you through the entire feast. Are you going to finish that? Are you done? I'll finish it if you don't, until you gave in. For, you see, I have been one of those people who eats an entire box of light ice cream with fewer calories, who orders 3 scoops of ice cream and then says, make one of them sorbet, who offers to share the death by chocolate dessert. I have even eaten an entire box of dietetic ice cream sandwiches in one sitting. What was I thinking? I should have just eaten regular kind of ice cream sandwiches. I have even eaten popsicles when there was a Haagen-Dazs nearby. I did that twice. Believe me, I remember. But if I had to do it all over again, I would eat even more, and I can't restate this enough, a higher fat count. In fact, forget that stuff I said at the top about walking in the park and the bird naming dealy. If I had to live my life over again, I would focus on the getting and eating of ice cream.
That's Bob Odenkirk reading Meaningful Poem from his new essay collection, A Load of Hooey. Odenkirk wrote most of these essays at the same time he was writing sitcoms and screenplays. Those sitcoms and screenplays weren't getting made, though. Odenkirk told Ross Reynolds the essays were his response to his lack of success.
Writing a short comedy bit, even if it's never published anywhere, you feel like you got somewhere. You know, you made some progress that day. So that's why I wrote these pieces, to entertain myself and to finish something on that day. And then years went by, and they were collected by a friend of mine, Mike Sachs, who's an editor. And then unbeknownst to me, Mike handed them to Dave Eggers. And Dave Eggers, who is a writer himself, a great writer, a true writer, and runs the publishing company McSweeney's, called me and said, these are so funny, I want to put them out as a book. And then I said, there's not enough. And he goes, yeah, there is. And I said, well, you know what? I bet you know more than me about books.
Bob, were you a comic in your family, in your school when you were growing up? Were you the cut-up?
Uh-huh. Yes, I was. I was a cut-up. I sat in the back of the class or off to the side, and I wrote little funny things, and I made funny drawings, and I joked around with whoever sat around near me. And, you know, honestly, usually the teachers tolerated it. And sometimes they even sort of, I would say, condoned it. I got in trouble also. My mom had to come to school more than once. So I knew which teachers just could not appreciate it, and that's okay. But there were a few teachers who really let me run with it. And then, not only that, I had some wonderful teachers in 6th and 7th grade who had me write comic sketches that were on the subject matter of our class. And those were like my first sketch writing experiences. And I got a lot of laughs with them. And we used to rehearse them and prepare them. And we had props and everything. And we do these little short plays. And we'd even do them in other classrooms, because I would get some good laughs with them. So they'd say, come over here and do it here and get some laughs and, you know, teach the kids about this or that. And so that was the encouragement and an effort at doing what I ultimately have spent most of my career doing. And that came from my 6th and 7th grade teachers, in particular one named Mr. Chardulo. So I'll always remember that as the place I started.
Well, getting laughs is kind of its own reward, but there are few people who are crazy or confident enough that they could actually make a living out of that. Was there a point in your life where you realized, I'm good enough that I can actually make a living from doing this?
No, that hasn't happened yet. I wrote comedy sketches, and at every college that I went to, and I went to four, I would do comedy sketches live, and I had a radio show where we would do sketch comedy on the radio. And it was not until the very end, as I was finishing college, that it occurred to me that maybe I could do this for a living because, you know, I would sit down with a blank sheet and write a comedy show. And I thought maybe that's what a real comedy writer does. But it really, it's something I'd been doing for 2 years before it even occurred to me that that's a job that people have and maybe I could get it. And even though I got hired at Saturday Night Live when I was 25, honestly, truly, I was joking, but it was a long, long time before I felt like maybe I belong here and I can do this well enough to do it for a career.
Bob Odenkirk is my guest, and as you mentioned, you're doing the spinoff of Breaking Bad called Better Call Saul, based on your sleazy lawyer character, Saul Goodman. Are you going straight for the comedy here, or does the new series have any of those dark undertones of Breaking Bad?
Yeah, it's not at all going for comedy, not even a little. I mean, it's funny in places, but it's absolutely dramatic and intense and dark. But everyone around me, all the other characters around Saul in Breaking Bad basically had guns to their head. They were going to lose their families, their marriages, their money, their everything they loved. At a certain point, everybody was walking around with kind of a death sentence, except for Saul. So he could afford to be a wiseacre and kind of have a kind of a lighter energy than all those other characters. It wasn't until the final season, and even the final the final half of the final season, that Saul was really in the gun sights as well. So I think that the character gets a lot of credit as being funny or light, but it's really, I think, only in the context of that show that he is a funny character.
Last question for you, Bob. What's something mm-hmm. about you that people would be surprised to know?
Honestly, I think that a lot of people who know me from Breaking Bad would be surprised to know that I wrote a book called A Load of Hooey and that it's a comedy book. They would go, why did that actor write a comedy book? I don't understand. I have this audience that goes in all these different directions and they don't necessarily overlap much. And so I think, weirdly, what we're talking about today would be a shock to a lot of people. I mean, I really like that when people tell me they like my work, I have to ask them, what are you talking about? Which thing are you talking about? I like that. I don't feel in a hurry to change it.
Actor, comedian, and writer Bob Odenkirk. His new essay collection is called A Load of Hooey. He spoke to Ross Reynolds. You can catch Bob Odenkirk reading from his collection and doing a little comedy tomorrow night at the Fremont Abbey in Seattle.